Welcome to RCM 360 Drive Time, the podcast to help you increase revenue, streamline claims, and create efficient billing and collections processes, all designed to drive profits to your medical practice. Today's episode, driving business revenue through quality reporting. And now, let's hop in the car with your Drive Time host, Brad Cassidy.
Well, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2019. 2018 was an interesting year, challenging in some respects, great in others. And as you start off every year, you'd like to you come into the new year excited about the possibilities. And I wanted to give you just a little bit of, a piece of fat to chew on in the new year and see if I can't give you some ideas to expand your business. Improve your business stability. If you remember a few podcasts ago, I started a series on quality reporting, population health, and how to turn those into business and revenue generating efforts. So as I start to think about, that topic, I thought, well, we've got all these quality reports we're having to provide to government agencies. We're having to code specifically for HCC coding, so we're having to look into coding differently to track our patients. We're having to, in Medicare programs. You've got the chronic care management. We're doing more population health management, trying to look for pockets of specific diseases and how do we treat them better in a population to improve quality of care. And so if you start to think about, well, how does this relate to the profitability of my business, my practice, the stability of my practice, I'm reminded of a client that we had that you might have read this in a blog before about a practice that was an excellent practice, excellent quality. They were a patient-centered medical home. They were, they did a very good job with their patients. Their patients loved them. But a hospital put in a practice right beside them and started marketing competitively against them to try to draw their patients out. And that's what they did. I mean, they had a very large Medicaid population, and that Medicaid population started to dwindle and go to this practice next door, really. So as a business, I'm a business owner as well. And the things you look at for, stability is practice or company stability is customer attraction, new customer attraction and customer retention. So when you start looking at population health and items such as the quality reporting and making sure that your patients have the quality of care that they need and expect, that they're coming in a timely manner, really to build that relationship, not only to for quality of care, but to build that relationship with the practice, and that relationship becomes what we call more sticky. They're more likely to come to you versus trying out a new practice in the area. If you think about that population health, you've got all the information to tell you whether or not the patient is coming in at the regular interval of visits for their diagnosis. You've got for procedures whether or not the patient has come in for a follow-up in a timely manner, whether or not you need to contact the patient for any follow-up, whether or not you need to contact the patient if you've got internal labs, even if you don't, just to establish that relationship with a patient, whether or not you need to reach out to that patient and make sure that they've done their labs, you know, all of these things seem, you know, when you first hear about them, well, that takes resources. You know, I don't have the resources to do that. Well, the question is, do you have the resources to allow patients to go to another practice that is doing that? And if you're able to add additional patient visits, add additional patients, are you able to pay for those additional resources so that you've got that better relationship, you've got that better quality of care for your patients? So as you start to get into the population health, you need to start thinking about how do I get my patients in that need more visits, that per Medicare standards require testing on a more regular basis. Take just for instance your highest chronic disease categories. So if you treat diabetics, your family care, you treat diabetics, well, how often should they have their A1C checked? How often should the provider be counseling, or should they be coming into a nurse practitioner to see them? How about depression? How about kidney disease? How about liver disease? Smoking cessation? What, all the different things that you see as a practice, start thinking about, all right, these are the specialties, these are the diagnosis, this is the recommended time frame for visits, these are the recommended tests. How are we meeting these recommendations for our patients? And if we're not, what is our plan to help us meet these recommendations for our patients? What information do we need? Are we tracking this data in our EMR now so that we can get it out? Who do we need to work with to get that information out so that we can start a marketing campaign, which that's what it is. It's really marketing to your existing clients on something that they should be doing. So reaching out to those patients. So that's on the population health, the quality reporting side. Then you've got the new patient outreach. And that's really, I've seen things like referral from other existing patients. I've seen things like companies out there that do population analysis to determine, you know, what other areas in your vicinity, geographic vicinity, have pockets of population that might be underserved. You could contract a marketing firm to help provide, you know, put together a marketing slick for a mailer. You could do any various things to reach out to a new patient population to hopefully get those in, but really it starts with referrals from existing patients. That in any industry, a referral, a word of mouth is the best way to get a customer to your door. And then it's up to you to prove that you are the right, you have the right practice to keep them. Those are the thoughts I have on our population, you know, on quality reporting, population health, the business marketing and stability. We have, in this new year, released a new set of services to help our customers identify those patients, you know, and identify those programs so that you can drive more patient visits, you can drive more revenue, and hopefully better patient care quality through these. We do things like follow-up visit analysis, outbound referral and outbound testing procedures, whether diagnostic imaging or labs, to determine whether something's you know, best to bring in-house if you're sending a large volume out. We do things like speaking with your payers to get your contract fee schedules and load them into the EMR so that you can compare what they are paying versus what is contracted, so you can manage your contracts better. We also provide various other AR follow-up services along with our full RCM services. So if you have anything that you're just interested in how we might go about identifying current patient engagement, how to get those patients back in, relate with your population health and quality reporting, give us a call. If you need any assistance, we're here to help, and we're here to help you get the payments you deserve, because you've done the work, you deserve it. So good luck in 2019, and hope to speak with you soon. Thanks.
Thank you for riding along with us for RCM 360 Drive Time. We look forward to having you back for our next episode.